Hello.
Hello, my name is Adriana with Eagle Moss Returning Callback.
Yes.
How can I assist you today?
Yes, I'm actually calling because I've sent y'all a couple of emails. I haven't received anything back. Do y'all keep, let me think the dates, I have the exact dates. I believe it was like, okay, hold on. I'm going to pull up the. Account. Cause it shows y'all took out 55 today, 55.50, I think. Do you need the customer? Do you need the
account number or the customer number? That would be helpful.
Okay, it's 328-72280.
And can I have your first and last name?
Veronica Topher.
And the shipping address?
1331 North Givers.
Okay. Can I have that account number one more time? It has your first and last name, but a different address. I think I have it wrong somewhere. Can I have that account number one more time?
Okay, which, does that have the 915 Northwest 34th?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I don't know why it has that. I mean, that's an old address. Well, let's see, let me get the date. So today it was 5540, and then
okay, so using the email address off that old account with the old address, I've located the most recent one. One is for the WWE and one is for the Ghostbuster buildup. On today, I do see here that your shipment was sent out for the Ghostbuster, and that was $55.40. It contained...
Right, and then April 14th, y'all took out $55.40, and then the beginning of April, y'all took out another $55.40, and they all say Ghostbusters.
Okay. Your
so I don't understand why y'all have taken it out three times. When it's, it shows it's $9.95 a month plus $2.95 shipping and handling.
That's per issue. Your account is set up to send out four issues per issue. I mean, four issues per shipment is $10.90 per issue. Then the $2.45 or $2.50, I believe, is for shipping and handling. And each shipment contains four issues, and that equals a total of $55.40.
Okay, but you're only going to do it three times in 1 month?
I see here that the first shipment was $1.95 on the 28th of January. The second shipment was sent out on the 14th of April for $55.40 that contained issue 3 to 6. And the most recent was the 12th of May, which is today, that contained issue 7 to 10. But those are only three charges.
No, I have three charges for April. I just gave you the dates, and they're all for $55.40. And the thing is you're saying per shipment, what would have been in the last shipment?
The shipment before the one in May, it contained issues 3 to 6.
Yeah, see, that one didn't even come in. What address are y'all sending them to, the 915 or the 1331?
The 1331, using the old email address. Your email address was attached to the old address, and I used that email address to pull up the most recent one. So it's the 1331 address is what we have here on file.
Yeah, because I mean, that's ridiculous. Y'all are going to do it three times in 1 month. So this
I
is
see
on the
here
first.
that I
Go
do
ahead.
see here that we attempt to try to charge in April, but we kept receiving a declined. Back on the 18th of March, we received an email asking about the second shipment. We replied to the email advising that the card was declined.
Right. But now the charges have all come out in April. There's three charges in April for $55.40. So I want that money put back in the account.
Most likely when you were receiving, well, when we were receiving the clients back in April, your bank was probably putting a pending code on it because we don't have any $55.40 three times in April. We only have it once, and that was on the 14th of April.
No. It can't be a pending thing because that money is not in my account. It's taken out of my account, and it's three charges.
Pending codes, the way that works is whenever there's a pending code, it takes the money out of the available balance and it puts it aside. But like I stated, we only
Yeah, but
have.
For how long? Because I have, again, let me give you the dates. My goodness. I know, but hold on, because she's saying that the bank could have, okay, so the 5540, let's see, because I see that y'all kept trying to take it out. That's another thing, too. If it's not coming out of my account, I don't understand why y'all keep on trying to take it out. Y'all try to take it out before that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 times prior to April. Between February to April 1st, y'all tried taking it out 14 times.
We sent an email every time we received a client saying that we're having trouble trying to charge the card. It's an automatic system.
And I reached out and I told them that I hadn't received a shipment. And then for the WWE one also, I still haven't heard back from that because I had that $7.95, I think it was, for the first one. And it was supposed to be Sasha Banks and I forgot who else. I have not received it. And I think I had ordered it since like December or November. And I was like, I haven't received anything. This and that. I sent an email again. They told me that y'all were out of stock. As soon as it became available in stock, y'all would ship it out. It's already May. And I've sent emails about that one also that I still have not received anything and y'all took out the money.
Okay, well, I can check on the WWE in a minute as soon as we get the Ghostbuster situated. But we, with the Ghostbuster, we've been starting to try to charge since the 25th of February for the second shipment. We kept receiving decline. Each time we receive a decline, we send an email stating that we're having problems trying to charge the card and to contact us if we need to update the card information or make any changes to the account. The only communication that we had.
Right, but why are y'all trying? If you're saying it's supposed to be what, monthly? Because how often are y'all supposed to do it? Monthly, right?
Monthly is when the shipment's supposed to ship out.
Okay, so why are you going to do it three times in April? Y'all just took it out on, the last one was the 14th. Prior to that, it was, I believe, the 1st or the 3rd. So the 14th, and then right now we're barely in the May.
It's an automatic system. Whenever the second shipment doesn't ship out, we attempt to try to charge. We only charge on Tuesdays and Fridays.
Okay, well, then I want to cancel that. I will call in and make the payment because I want to cancel that. I'm not going to have y'all trying to take it out every 2 or 3 weeks, trying to take out $55.40. So I want that money put back in my account.
Okay, let's see. Allow me a few seconds here. Okay, so to be able to receive any refunds for the month of April and for the month of May, you will have to return the package back to us and we'll be glad to issue a refund.
I just told you that we didn't even receive that.
The second shipment that contained issue 3 to 6 states that, tracking states that it was delivered on the 24th of April.
No.
Okay.
That's why I asked. which address you had sent it to, because if you were telling me that y'all had the 915 address, well, I'm hoping that it wasn't going over there, which would
We
have made
have.
sense because I got the first one.
Okay, and could your
So what
husband
is
probably picked it up?
the second and third one supposed to be containing, like exact parts?
I'm not really sure exactly the parts that are supposed to be containing with that second and third shipment, but it contained parts with the books that coordinates with issue 3 to 6 and then 7 to 8, 7 to 11.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Okay, so I don't know who you need to talk to about putting that money back in the account.
Well, I can go ahead and process a refund of the $54 for the month of April, but for the one in May, you will have to return that one back to us.
How, if I have not received anything? And
Yes,
y'all
ma'am.
just took out the money, so I want the money y'all took out today, I want it back in the account as well.
The shipment was recently shipped out this morning. That's why you were charged. So once you receive that
Again,
one,
I
do
don't know
not
who you
open.
need to speak to, but go speak to somebody.
There is no one else to speak to. I can process a refund for the month of April, but for the one of May that was recently done today, once you receive the package, you will have to return it back to us. It was recently
Okay,
shipped out today.
there was two that I received in April, two payments of $55.40, and then again today.
We only retrieve one payment in April.
So
You'll
that's
have to
over
come.
$150.
You'll have to contact your
No,
financial institution.
she said since they send it like four issues at a time or whatever, it's $10 per issue and then the $2.95 thing. So if you're getting like, say, I think she said four through six. So that's four or five. It was four through six, right? You said it was three through six.
It was 3 to 6.
So 3 to 6, but even at that, that's only three issues. Anyway, 3 to 6, she's saying that's $10 per issue. So 10, 10, 10, and then the $2.95, but that's still only 30 something dollars. How are y'all coming out with 55?
You received
If it's
four.
$10 per issue.
It's $10 per issue, but you're getting four issues per shipment. It contained parts for 3, 4, 5, and 6. So that's four issues. And it's
Okay,
$10.90.
so that's $40.
And then your husband is signed up for the premium account. So that's an additional $1.90 per issue.
And what does that come with?
He signed up for the premium that contains the lights that are supposed to be coming with the car.
Do you mean the display stand?
The display stand is already a gift as a collection, but there's the lights that are supposed to be coming with the car. They're shipped out later in the collection, but it is only offered to the premium subscription, and that is what he signed up for.
So she's saying she's saying like this. So 3 through 6, right? So 3, 4, 5, 6, that's four issues. She's saying it's 10 per issue, plus since you're signed up for the premium, it's an extra dollar, you said 95?
An extra $1.90, but let me double check.
So then it's an extra $1.90 per issue again. So that's another $8, and then the $2.95 shipping and handling fee. Yeah, per issue. So if they're sending them out in fours, she's saying then you're paying $4. And then she said, but you have the premium. She said something about it's supposed to come with some light. Yeah. If you're purchasing it, four new issues. Okay, so there's no way to tell me what parts should have come in April and then which ones in May?
Unfortunately, I don't have the list for that. I'm sorry.
Okay, so who would have that, or how can I find that out?
Let's see. Allow me a few seconds here to see if I can try to locate the list that contains those issue parts.
Yeah, but like I told her, it'll be monthly. Like it says monthly. She's saying the only thing she can think of is since they kept trying to take it out, that the bank could have put like a hold on it because of all the times like it was declined. But I was like, okay. But I was like, it's not a hold when it's actually coming out of the account. Yeah, that's what she says. Like, but that's right. Look, 10, 20, 30, 40, and then an extra 195 per thing. So 2, 4, 6, 8, so 40, that's already 48. The 295 shipping and handling and then tax. Because the extra 195 per issue is for the, she said, a premium account or something like that. Yeah. No, she said, not the light issue. She said something about getting some light with it, or I don't know.
Yeah.
She's trying to pull up the list.
And then it gets a lot like the car stuff is like that. It's like,
yeah, I know. I saw the one you showed me.
Gifts. Free gifts. And then the other something again. Then there's the case like
it's
that.
Okay.
And then when I went over, oh.
Where it says for the extra, the display thing with the lights, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Oh. Yeah. Upgrade to the platinum subscription, get your crystal case and lighting kit for just per issue.
Thank you for patiently holding. I'm reaching out to management to see if they have a list. I do apologize. Bear with me a few more seconds here.
Okay. Yeah, because if y'all can mail that, email that to me so I can look at that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She said since April.
4, 5, and 6.
You should have gotten 3, 4, 5, and 6. That's the first one. And I think that one we did get at the 915 address. The first shipment, is it showing the 915 address?
The first shipment contains the address of 1331.
Oh, it is showing here?
Yeah.
No,
yes.
Yeah, it was here. Yeah, see, so he got the first one where it has the hood and all that. That's what I'm asking, if you know what parts. But you're saying the second should have had 3, 4, 5, and 6, and he didn't get that. But I have a feeling, because see where we're at, it's a fourplex, like, so it's four apartments. But the mailman, like, because of the way it is, I even had trouble when I had got ordered some stuff from, like, Shutterfly, things like that. I'm like, okay, my order says it's supposed to be here, this and that. And then I called, and then the post office was like, oh, it's out for redelivery because your mailbox is blocked. And I'm like, how is my mailbox blocked? I was like, my mailbox can't get blocked. It's next to my door. So I don't know if it's the mailman or what, but, like, he didn't get those 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Okay. Well, you're requesting for a refund on that. Unfortunately, I'm unable to do like a reship on it. But if he wants to receive those parts, I can request for the refund to be stopped. That's only if he wants those parts to continue building the car. But if, unfortunately,
well, right now, no. I want to, because you're saying, because you can do April, but you're saying you're not going to do May because they've been shipped out. So I'm going to see if I receive those. If not, then I'm going to have to call back either way and get the refund for May.
Yes, ma'am. I reached out to management in regards to that list. I don't have the list of parts. Management doesn't have that, unfortunately. I do apologize. I'm going to go ahead and process a refund for the month of April, but for the month of May, we will email you with tracking information as soon as we have that. It usually takes about 24 to 48 hours for the post office to update us with the tracking information for that. And then after we have that, we will provide you that via email so you're able to track it yourself as well.
Okay.
But once you receive it, you'll have to return it back to us. If you don't receive it within the time frame period that the tracking number provides you, then reach out to us and we'll be glad to issue the refund then. But unfortunately, I'm not able to do it now.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And in regards to the several charges that you received back in April, I would suggest contacting your financial institution.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And with the account, would it be helpful in any way if I offer to push back future shipments every 10 weeks instead of receiving it monthly?
10 weeks? Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So I pushed it back every 10 weeks. The next shipment will be the 21st of July.
Okay.
And would you still like it to keep it at 4 issues per shipment, or would you like to bring that down a little bit?
Well, I'm thinking if I should bring it down if we're not receiving them.
Okay.
Because if you're saying even on the first one, it was supposed to be issue 1 and 2, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we got that. And I believe it came with the hood. The hood and some other part. That's how I wanted to see what, like, because I wanted to make sure, is it supposed to be 1 box, 2 boxes, or how is it supposed to come?
It contained 2 boxes, 2 small boxes inside with 1 magazine or 1 instruction book.
Okay. And then the second, or like this one that's coming?
This one that's coming contained 4 new small boxes with pieces in it and 1 instruction book.
4 small boxes. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So then I'll see if we got those when I get the email on that.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm going to do 1 issue per shipment in case you don't receive the one for May. Just give us a call back before the 21st of July if you don't want to receive anything at all indefinitely after you return the one for May.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Yeah, if you can check on the WWE one.
Okay.
Because that one, I forgot how much it said to sign up for, and then I was going to get those two. It was like maybe Sasha Banks and Undertaker or... But it didn't even tell me which one y'all were out of stock on. It just said, since I didn't receive it, I just told them, like, I sent the email saying, look, I haven't received this, and that. And then I got an email saying, we apologize. We're actually out of stock. Once it becomes available, we'll ship it out. But I'm telling you, this has been since, like, November, December. And, like, they never shipped it out. And then I kept emailing, like, okay, well, what's going on? You know, now is it in stock? Do y'all have the order? And nothing. I never got a response back.
Okay. Well, I see here that this account only is only been recently active since January of 2020. I'm not sure about November, December, because we only received the request for the membership in January. But I do see here that the first 2 issues are delayed due to Sasha Banks being out of stock, and that is what's causing it from shipping out. The other one that is supposed to come with Sasha Banks is Macho Man Randy Savage.
Okay. So is there any way, which one are y'all out of stock on? Is there any way to send like 2 other ones?
We're unable to switch around the first shipment. We can skip anything else after first shipment, but that very first one is what we can't really change. I'm sorry. I do see here that the total is $7.95. And as soon as we receive that, we don't officially charge until an item physically leave our warehouse. So that $7.95 probably had dropped off and was reversed back to your card that was ending in 0235 with the expiration of 0924.
I'm pretty, I'll double check it, but I'm pretty sure it came out.
Okay. Well, we I do see here that the order was placed in January. It was out of stock. We put a pending code. It was released back to the account. Then we attempt to try to charge in February because we did receive the item back in stock. And then when we received the decline back in February, it went back out of stock, and that's been the issue since then.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'll check on that then because, I'm pretty sure it had come out. But I'll double check on that, and then I will just send an email and let y'all know.
Okay. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that'll be it.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in. Eagle Moss, have a wonderful day.
Thank you, sir. Oh, hello?
Yes, ma'am?
Hello? Oh, and you said April's payment you are putting back in? Were you
yes.
Already put in the request?
I already put in the request. That would take 3 to 5 business days to be posted back to your account.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Have a wonderful day.
Hi, you too. Bye-bye.